disturbing story under a disturbing headline on the Daily Maverick website today. A story written by the highly respected Don Pinnock. Over 400 Botswana elephants killed in mystery mass die-off. There's a picture of elephant carcasses on the ground. The subheadline: the carcasses of more than 400 elephants have been discovered north of the Okavango Delta, and nobody knows what's killing them. The government appears to be dragging its heel in pursuit of answers. I'm joined now on Cape Talk by Dr. Niall McCann. He's on the line from Cardiff in the United Kingdom. He's the founder and director of a UK-based conservation charity, National Park Rescue. Dr. McCann, thanks for your time. I presume you've been keeping a very close eye on what is looking like a very alarming story.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Yes, indeed. We've been aware of this for the last month or so as it's been slowly building, because you might have seen that it had trickled out onto some local news networks in Botswana on the Botswana Safari News Facebook page. But only in the last couple of weeks, we realized just how catastrophic this is, and that this is way beyond just a local issue. This is an issue of international concern.
Okay, so what is happening? So what has happened, and why has it happened as far as we know?
So what has happened is that in the region of 400 elephants have died already in the Okavango region, very near the Caprivi Strip in Namibia, from unknown causes. And this is pretty staggering, because normally when you come across a die-off event, it's very easy to tell what's happened, be it anthrax or cyanide or whatever. But at the moment, we just do not know. And for the fact that this has been happening for over the last 6 weeks or so, and we still have no answers, that's very concerning to me. And I really hope that now that the samples have started to make their way into some labs, we can find out what's happening. Is it a pathogen? Is it a poison? Or is it a natural toxin?
Immediate reaction would be poaching. Is something going on in that space?
That's always a concern. And Botswana has suffered a really dramatic increase in elephant poaching over the last 6 years, but none of the elephants are showing signs of wounds. They all seem to be dying of some kind of neuronal impairment. So those that are dying are often dying very quickly, falling flat on their faces as if suddenly they've collapsed, whereas others have been witnessed alive but wandering around in a confused state with motor impairment, indicating that something's happening to their nervous system.
And their tusks are still intact?
At the moment, the tusks are still intact, so the Botswanan government are very rightly starting to try and remove as many of those tusks as they can, because we've got in the region of 800 tusks lying around in a very large area, which must be a magnet to the serious organized criminals that run your ivory trafficking rings.
Is it possible, I gather this has happened in the past from reading this article, that poachers might have put the poison down?
That is very possible. It's almost definitely not cyanide, which is the most commonly used poison in the region. And the reason I say that is because no scavengers are dying from feeding on the carcasses. There's no dead vultures, no dead jackals, no dead hyenas. But there are other poisons that exist that don't have a secondary effect, and it is quite possible that that's happened. And what the poachers tend to do in this instance is that they lace oranges or pumpkins with a poison, and they hang that up in a tree that only elephants can reach. Elephants then eat those because they absolutely love oranges, they love pumpkins, and they succumb to the poison thereafter.
There's a line in Don Pinnock's article, puzzlingly, no young elephants appear to have died. What do we read into that?
Well, it's too early to say. So that could possibly be just because young elephants haven't been spotted yet, because even though elephants are very large, they're hard to see from the air. Mm. And it's very difficult to count dead elephants because they don't move, of course. So it's possible that they haven't been spotted. Or if they have, then maybe in the same way as COVID-19 affects older generations much worse than younger, it could be something similar. It could be a disease that's persecuting older generations more than the youngsters.
Is the Botswana government acting with the appropriate urgency on this?
I don't want to be too critical of them, because they have obviously done an amazing job in protecting what is the largest elephant herd in the whole of Africa. But they're definitely stretched in terms of resources at the moment. They're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, which we're all dealing with. And I suspect that one of the reasons why they dragged their heels a little bit was because they didn't want to give the impression to their own populace that they are prioritizing an elephant situation at the time when they're really trying to deal with a human pandemic. But what I'd like to emphasize to them is that this isn't just an elephant situation. Firstly, the health of wildlife should be important to everybody, if we're taking a One Health approach to things. But also, elephants are the second largest contributor to GDP, or ecotourism, the second largest contributor to GDP in Botswana, and that's principally because of elephants. And thirdly, if this is a disease or a poison, it could easily spill over into the human population and create a public health crisis as well.
Who does this testing? Is it a very specialized thing to test elephants? Is it the same sort of labs that might be doing COVID-19 testing?
Those labs can be used, and that's one of the reasons that the Botswana government gave for not having tested the samples sooner. But there are specific wildlife forensic labs which do exist in the region. There's a very good one in Zimbabwe. There's another one in Zambia. And those labs are available and ready, and they have now finally received some samples. But I'm slightly concerned about the provenance and the storage and the transport of those samples, because we need to very, very thoroughly sample as many carcasses as possible and multiple tissues. It needs to be blood, tissue, muscle, stomach contents, spleen, liver, brain, everything, plus the environment, so water and soil. That all needs to be sampled. It needs to be kept in very, very stable reagents so that we do not lose any trace of whatever toxin or pathogen this is, and then tested at specialist laboratories. So for me, what I think this requires is a team, an independent team, to come in, thoroughly sample the area, transport those samples back to their labs and do the tests there themselves.
How alarming is this scale? Is it at all common for 400 elephants to die in this way?
It's totally unprecedented. So the only time we have seen deaths exceeding that number is long-term over periods of drought. Back in the 1970s in Tsavo National Park up in Tanzania, 5,000 or 6,000 elephants died over the course of many months with a terrible drought. And that was catastrophic, but you can expect that. And everything else is dying around them. Whereas for 400 elephants and only elephants to be dying essentially in the blinking of an eyelid is totally unprecedented and particularly shocking.
Do you have a solid theory? I know I'm asking you to speculate. If I put you on the spot, what do you think this is?
If you put me on the spot, I'd just be speculating. I'll tell you, it's not 5G masts, which I've had someone write to me suggesting it's 5G masts.
No.
Definitely not them. My guess, it's probably a pathogen. I hope it's a disease and not a poison. If it's a poison, then it's these poachers have stooped lower than they've ever stooped before. So I hope it's not that. But only the tests will tell.
Dr. Niall McCann, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. On the line from Cardiff in the United Kingdom, founder and director of the UK-based conservation charity National Park Rescue. You want to read more about that? dailymaverick.co.za is an article by Don Pennock, highly respected travel and environmental writer, which sets out the gruesome details of that story. It really is a very disturbing one. You can certainly understand the difficulty Botswana is facing in terms of testing and the priority of getting COVID-19 sorted out, but as Dr. Niall McCann so eloquently put it, this is an issue that affects the country very seriously and should affect us all. 400 elephants dying of mysterious causes.